It's Monday, February 2nd, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 31st episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Grage, the host and producer of The Apple Juice Show. Find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. In today's episode, joining us is Special Colin, even though that's not his real name, but how's it going, Colin?
It's going all right. Pretty cool.
What's your website? What do you do?
I blog over at specialcolin.com. That's special, K-O-L-I-N.com. I spell my name kind of weird. And I haven't been blogging a lot lately, but I've been doing a lot of my photography and stuff, where you can find links to all that on my site.
So how long has it been since Save the Studio?
Months, I think so.
It's like been maybe 3 months, probably.
I think so, yeah.
So basically how we met basically was through a telethon. We were trying to raise, what was it,
$3,000?
$3,000. For Adam Jackson. I talked about him earlier in last episode. And he, amazing guy, Adam Jackson. And so he was trying to raise $3,000 to save the studio, the Podango Studios in San Francisco. For Liana Lehu, because she was very sick. She had bacterial pneumonia, which one of my family members did have, and they did survive. Very sad thing. I mean, to imagine Liana through that, I mean, it would be terrible.
Absolutely.
So we met through the telethon. We had like 6 people on Skype. Like, it was 3 nights in a row, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And me and Colin were on there, actually. I met Colin because I was hosting the call, so I had to add Colin into the Skype call. So I added him, and we talked, and apparently Colin lives an hour and a half away from me. So even though we never met, and I see him bouncing all around, I mean, Florida, because I know I see you on Brightkite, and you're saying you're in this place, Florida, and this place, Florida, and this place, Florida. So
yeah, I do a lot of driving.
So it's we need to meet one day. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You need to come down here because I don't have a car. So, all right. Shall we get on to the news?
Absolutely.
There have been some rumors of a next generation model revealed in the firmware. So, if there were to be a new iPhone, what do you think it would look like, or what do you think it would have, Colin?
I don't think they would change much about the looks. Maybe. Knowing Apple, they'd probably try to make it look shinier, or maybe they would bring back the aluminum look to it, like with the first generation iPhone. They would probably try to add more features with like the media and all that stuff. At this point, since the iPhone 3G came out right now, I don't think we're going to see much. Right now, we're not going to see much improvements or anything like that. So it's kind of hard to guess as to what they're going to be bringing to the table next year or 2 years from now.
Now, earlier before that, they were talking about, occurred to the update that they pushed. It was the 2.2.1, which just had some fixes to Safari and some minor bug fixes in the iPhone. So that they saw it in the code and everything like that. Which was very interesting. But after that, they started talking about Apple to open a $19.99 premium game section in the App Store, which was very, very interesting. I would not pay $20 for an iPhone game, would you?
I wouldn't at all. I barely pay for any of the games I have right now. Like, the only game I've paid for is SimCity, and I barely play that already.
I can tell you I've bought a lot of games, and I haven't reviewed them yet, but I will soon, and they've cost me a lot, and so I'm not paying for any more of the apps unless it's like 99 cents, and I think it's worth it. Like, the only app that I've paid so far is for Tweety, which is the best Twitter app of all.
Absolutely, yes.
You use that?
On a daily basis. I have, like, between that and Just Update, that's all I use on my phone, basically.
Yeah, so... Also, iTunes Plus upgrades, now available per track basis. I was looking for that because, I mean, it was too expensive for me to update all of them at the same time. So, Colin, I don't think you have updated yours?
No, all the ones that I do have, they're on another computer, and I haven't even listened to them since I bought them.
Interesting, interesting. So, the 17-inch unibody MacBook Pro begins shipping. So that began shipping on Friday, January 30th, 2009. It started shipping out. I wish I could afford one of those, and I think Colin would too.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I mean, beautiful computer, but just for the money, pricey. Just for the price, I would buy a Mac Pro. If I had the money to buy a 17-inch, I would buy a Mac Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, which is good. Actually, this is another one. The iMac availability suggests possible refresh. All right. I was actually thinking about buying an iMac for my grandpa because he needs a new computer. Mm-hmm. But I want to buy myself an iMac when I get the money. And this is good because they said that this guy said that he ordered a bunch of computers. And they said that the shipment was delayed. And basically what they said was the part number, the computer number, the iMac, 2.66 gigahertz, 2 gigabytes of RAM, 320 gigabytes, standard US, will ship on February 5th. So I guess they had a shortage they're going to stop making them and build something new. I mean, with a better processor and probably the mini display port. And probably FireWire 800 instead of 400.
Yeah, probably.
So, I mean, I hope that happens because they need a kind of a little refresh there with the processor and everything like that.
Yeah, I think we've been expecting that refresh for a while since they brought out the new MacBooks, right?
Yeah, since the no, before that, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's before that. So, today... today, Adobe and Apple are working on Flash for the iPhone. Now, what do you think the picture would look like if iPhone would have Flash?
I think that would bring a lot more popularity to the iPhone because then you can watch like your Hulu videos and you probably would get a lot more people who are trying to stream stuff because I know with Ustream and Justin.tv, you're using Flash to stream it, and right now there's no Flash support. That you can't get to all the web pages you want to get to because there is no Flash. And I think Apple has had its right in, you know, wanting something that doesn't absolutely kill your battery, but I mean, they should at least give it to us because they know we want it.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I mean, there's a bunch of things that I say, oh, I wish the iPhone had Flash. I can't do that because the iPhone doesn't have Flash. I want to go to Ustream or want to like today would have been a perfect example. I was out and about, and I knew that the Teens in Tech conference was starting. Yeah. So I wanted to watch the Teens in Tech conference. With the Ustream app being, I could have watched it, but I wasn't on Wi-Fi. So in order, the Ustream app was released before the inauguration, and so to watch the inauguration on there, but mm-hmm. I couldn't watch it at school because first of all, my school's Wi-Fi is protected. I don't have the password, and so I couldn't watch the inauguration because of the Ustream app, and if the iPhone had a Flash, I would have probably been able to watch part of the Teens in Tech conference on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Which would have been great.
It would have been awesome, yeah.
So hopefully that comes out soon. Now, about when I was going back to the $19.99 app premium in the game app store, I read a post today earlier saying that the iPhone 3G or the new iPhone that would be revealed probably this summer would be more of a gaming iPhone.
That would probably be true, since they did, when they refreshed the iPod Touch, they called it the funnest iPod ever, whatever they used. I think they did refresh the graphics processor in it, if I'm correct. And then, which gave the iPhone a big lacking in with the gaming area and all that. But if they were to refresh it again, with the better graphics processing and all that other stuff, I think they would bring a better gaming market to the phone. But then again, when you're doing 3D rendering on a phone, you're going to be killing your battery very much. And that's going to be a big complaint.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of battery they use and everything like that for the new thing, if it comes out, the new iPhone.
Yeah.
If the new iPhone comes out and it has a lot more features than the new one, I would probably end up being the first one in line to get it. If they do the same thing like they did like for the iPhone 3G, like they said, all right, you bought an iPhone 3G between June, whatever, and whatever, you're eligible to upgrade, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it depends on the pricing, too, because if it's like a $600 phone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they could try doing like a trade-in deal or something for the early adopters.
What would they do with our phones, though? I mean,
sell them as refurbished, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. We would just have to see if it comes true, you know? I mean, if it does and the phone is expensive and they don't do anything about no trade-ins or anything like that, then yeah, probably not. And it depends on how big, because if they do a 32-gigabyte one and they sell it for $500, that's worth the price.
Yeah.
32 gigabytes, I think. Yeah. All right, so iLife. I got iLife the next day. It started shipping, or a couple days after. Like, it started shipping on, people were receiving it on Monday, I believe. I got it on a Wednesday. Yeah, I got it this past Wednesday. I got iLife. Amazing thing. I mean, the faces, it is amazing. Like, how the, I downloaded the program, and, or I installed it from my CD, and I opened the faces and I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. I mean, one of the best iPhone updates I've ever seen. Like, iLife, like, I haven't been in Apple that long to see like an iLife to like iLife, but I did see like Tiger to Leopard, so that was big. But iLife, this is a big step in iLife, like the faces. But the only thing I'm not liking is the upload to Flickr, and from the iPhoto is the upload to Flickr that they did. So I'm not liking that at all. I'm pretty impressed with the podcasting interface. It looks really nice, much cleaner than the last one. And I mean, the learn to play, that's amazing too. I'm trying to learn to play with the guitar, but it's not coming out good for me. So that's pretty much for the Mac rumors that have been going around and things like that. So next up are reviews of the headphones. Hello and welcome to the review segment of the show. We've got two products for you, and they both are headphones. So, I mean, I love headphones because, you know, you put them in. I mean, speakers are kind of, you know, I mean, people like speakers because, a bunch of people can hear them, but I like to hear my own music. So when I'm traveling, you know, I like headphones, and when I'm not driving, because when you're driving, it's kind of dangerous. So the first pair we got are from Radius, radiusearphones.com. Head on over there, check out. Really great headphones. I really love the company. I mean, great people that work there. Great PR people, everything, you know. So Radius, the ones I've gotten are the Radius Atomic Bass earphones designed for the iPhone with a built-in mic and comfortable for all size ears. So it doesn't come with different interchangeable little, you know, for your ears things. They're in ears, so as I said before, really, really good headphones. I mean, they have some kind of curved, they're like ultra lightweight aluminum earphones. They're designed to fit comfortably in the ears and are as functional and are as fashionable. So they're really, really fashionable. Because I go out and take walks sometime, and, you know, some people were like, hey, where'd you get those headphones? I mean, these are actually the headphones that I carry in my bag for school, which are really, really good headphones. I mean, I use these all the time when I'm in school. They don't have headphones at the computer, so I use these headphones and the computers. They're lightweight. I mean, I have headphones that weigh a ton, and these are just perfect for, I mean, your everyday use. So you just stick them in your ears. I mean, they're really, what really gets me is that they have some kind of curved thing here. So it goes into your ear, but it comes out curved. So it's a little interesting how they look. It has a built-in mic, and so the little click thing like the Apple headphones do, very, very good use for that, because you're talking, you're running, or you're doing something, and you have these headphones, and you're listening to music, a call comes in, click the button. I mean, I like headphones that have that. Like, we reviewed the Maximo headphones back a couple episodes ago, and those were great headphones too, but these, I mean, those were more for, like, you know, fashion, more fashionable. These are, like, regular headphones that, I mean, they have great quality. Like, the quality is great. I use headphones for everything. So, I mean, not just for just the iPhone. You can use them for different things. They're headphones. You can plug them to your iPod. You can plug them to your iPod Touch. You can plug them in your computer. I mean, the new MacBooks, you can plug them in, and you can use the mic from the headphones. So it's really cool. Really great. They've got really... it's a superior construction, which is different. They feel very good, actually. Like, most of the headphones I have fall out of my ears. And these are one of them. These are one of the pairs that have not fallen out of my ears. So, I mean, really great, great headphones. Thank you, Radius. You are a great company. I think they are on Twitter as twitter.com/radius. If not, then just go to their website, radiusearphones.com. Thank you very much, Radius. Next up, we've got the Ultimate Ears. I never knew this until, like, just a couple days ago. Ultimate Ears is actually by Logitech. So Logitech owns Ultimate Ears. It's just like a side company, you know. I never knew that. Logitech, great company. But then Ultimate Ears also is a great company, too. We got these headphones that are superior. I mean, now, these are the Super Fi 4 VI personal earphones, all right? Designed for your iPhone, featuring voice interrogation with in-line microphone and control button. So this is basically almost all the headphones are coming for the iPhone with the control button and the microphone. So the Super Fi 4 VI incorporates the same speaker technology and sound signatures used in the custom personal monitors, featuring detailed bass and crisp and clean mids and highs. In addition to the noise isolating, these have noise isolating. The other one, the Radius, do not have the noise isolating. So these have noise isolating design that reduces ambient interference and enhances sound quality. The ultra compact and lightweight housing makes for a comfortable fit, and it's perfect for active, fashionable minded consumers. The machined aluminum housing complements the sophisticated look and feel of the iPhone. An incline control button allows you to answer your phone and your phone calls, control your music, video playback functions. So these come in only one color, and they're gunmetal silver. They are priced at $149.99, so $150. And that you get a warranty for 1 year. So basically, the features we have are balanced amateur speaker with full spectrum audio experience. The priority armature is tuned for detailed bass while delivering crisp and clean mids and highs. In addition to the noise isolating design, reduces ambient interference and inference and enhances sound quality. The changeable ear tips provide a negative 26 dB of isolation and passive noise isolation. So they are single custom armature speaker tuned for detailed bass while delivering crisp and clean mids and highs. You got the machined aluminum housing, which makes it comfortable. I mean, these don't have the little curve thing that the Radius does, but these, I mean, these also are one of them that stay in your ears. Very good. Now, this is actually the first pair of headphones that I have come with a compact storage case that conveniently fits into your pocket or purse. Dimensions are 3 inches by 2 inches. Very, very helpful because I usually lose my headphones or misplace them or they get tangled up. You put it in here, won't get tangled up, won't get lost because you have a little thing. And they also come with a universal fit ear tip kit. So the SuperFi 4, the 4VI, the 5, and the 5VI include the assortment of tips to each of small, medium, and large soft silicone ear tips. Also include 4 gray comply foam ear tips for comfort and fit. You know, so that's great. Great. So the specifications, if some of you are interested, the input sensitivity is 105 dB/MW. Frequency response is 20 to 15,000 hertz. The impedance is 29 OHMS. The internal speaker configurations, high definition balanced armature driver, noise isolation is negative 26 dB. The input is a 1/8, 3.5 millimeter gold plated. So that again is the SuperFi 4VI priced at $150 by Ultimate Ears. Head over to ultimateears.com. Great company as well. They are made by Logitech. So you just head over there and check out their products. Great products. This has been a wonderful episode of the Apple Juice Show. Thank you, Colin, for coming on. You can, visit him at specialcolin.com or twitter.com/specialcolin. Follow him. Follow me, twitter.com/gdrage. So if you're listening on the website, go ahead in iTunes and on the side of my website, you'll see subscribe in iTunes. Subscribe to us in iTunes. We do need your downloads. That's what helps us make this show. So this has been a wonderful episode of the Apple Juice 31.